Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 12. A winter weather advisory continues until 5 o'clock this afternoon for Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. As of today, the Southeast Wisconsin operations and related corporate services of Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare are part of Ascension Wisconsin, which includes Columbia St. Mary's and Ministry Healthcare. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Ascension and Wheaton Franciscan announced plans for this agreement back in October of last year. It includes Wheaton's Southeast Wisconsin region with 8 hospital campuses, plus 350 medical group physicians, outpatient centers, transitional and long-term care facilities, and home health and hospice. Robert Henkel, the president and CEO from Ascension Healthcare, says adding their strengths and expertise to Ascension will create a combined ministry even better positioned to live our mission and to achieve our strategic direction for residents all across Wisconsin as our healthcare environment continues to evolve. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Racine County Executive and Health and Human Development Committees met on the recommendation of a task force to consider selling the Ridgewood Care Center, but will take time to review all available data before coming to any decision of their own for the full county board. Public comment before discussion included Robert Bissat wondering about the quality of care with a sale, consideration of a collaborative operation, or just raising taxes to keep it.
The task force says that it would cost $2.3 million over the next 5 years, which is $460,000 a year, and we got 82,000 households in Racine County. That would be a cost of $5.50 per year per household, which we're happy to pay.
During a presentation, Task Force spokesperson Jean Jacobson, the former county executive, said challenging funding and budgets offer no guarantees Ridgewood will be a priority with future county government leaders. Members of both committees will tour Ridgewood March 12th ahead of the next meeting, with requested data to include revenue and spending numbers the past few years and projections beyond. Two-way traffic on Kennedy Drive should continue, according to the Kenosha Board of Park Commissioners, who also recommended against street parking and a separate bike lane, a decision that comes ahead of resurfacing the popular lakefront road this summer. The decision followed a public hearing at the municipal building that attracted nearly a dozen speakers, plus over 600 residents responding to an online survey. Alderman Jack Rose says rejecting one-way traffic is a no-brainer, while having bikes off to the side instead of creating a bicycle lane also makes sense.
I think going both ways is common sense. It really is. To avoid other potential traffic problems, I think there's an opportunity in the marking of the roads both ways that you can make an option. You can say this is for bikes as well as vehicles.
Before Kennedy Drive is resurfaced this summer, City Public Works crews will have to repair some of the damage caused by recent storm activity. A Milwaukee man was arrested by a Sturtevant police officer after allegedly threatening to shoot a woman and himself this morning. Mount Pleasant police say the man reportedly pulled a gun on a woman during an argument in his car as they were driving on Highway 20. After the car pulled into the parking lot of the Aurora Health Center, the woman ran from the vehicle and locked herself in a bathroom inside the facility. The man drove away and into the nearby cemetery, where he was arrested following a short foot chase with a Sturtevant officer. A gun and a knife were recovered. The 30-year-old man is in the Racine County Jail awaiting charges. Minnesota could be the best state for women, according to a new Wallet Hub study, which compared all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts follow the land of 10,000 lakes. Wisconsin ranks 8th and Illinois 13th. Louisiana was found to be the worst state for women based on all the criteria. The Powerball drawing last Saturday night produced 2 lucky winners from Wisconsin. One player purchased a ticket worth $1 million in Marinette, and the other, bought at the Southport Pantry on 7th Avenue in Kenosha, is worth $50,000. Winners of all the prize levels have 180 days from their drawing to claim prizes. The $1 million ticket holder with 5 out of 5 regular numbers, but not the Powerball, has to make the claim in Madison. The ticket in Kenosha was 4 out of 5 regular numbers in the Powerball. The jackpot for Wednesday night is currently at $292 million. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.